Back at you on a Tuesday, 8:36 on Wake Up Memphis on the Money 990 AM, 107.9 FM, and streaming all the time at Money990.com. Yesterday, President Trump's Mar-a-Lago raided by the FBI, and it has shaken many Americans to the core. One man who stands very strongly against tyranny weighed in last night, and we're going to get more from our friend, a member of the Mississippi Freedom Caucus, proudly serving District 7 in North Mississippi. We say good morning to Steve Hopkins. Steve, thanks
good
for
morning,
joining
Tim.
Us. How you doing, buddy?
Hanging in there the best I can. I jumped off the couch last night when the news broke and actually threw my back out. I know the Democrats and the rhinos will love that, but it just so infuriated me at the time, and I'm still livid.
Well, I think there are three things that can help with that, Steve, with that back pain. That would be ice, Advil, and a red wave in November. And hopefully, you know, all those will come to fruition. But as a member of the Freedom Caucus, one of the values espoused by the Freedom Caucus is freedom from tyranny. And last night on social media, on your Facebook page, you mentioned that you're going to make a request of your state governor, Tate Reeves. Tell us about that.
Right. It's an official request via letter to the governor calling for a special session to review our laws regarding federal agencies and to disavow ourselves from those agencies who subvert the Constitution. In other words, you know, if this kind of thing goes on in our state, where FBI comes in and they're attacking political dissidents, we will arrest them on spot. That's the kind of legislation I'm talking about. Because the political overreach has gone way too far. Tim, what's happening is an administrative / bureaucratic declaration of war against the American people. What's next? Soviet-style gulag for political dissidents?
And President Trump has mentioned this before, and I think it rings true today, Steve, that he has often said that he is the they're going after him because he is what is standing in between the government and us, the American people.
Well, that's exactly right. We had a president who finally proved that he would stand with the average American hardworking people, and the people have been dying for that kind of representation, for somebody that would do what they said they would do. They would stand with the people, they would stand for liberty, and they would stand for the Constitution. And that's what Donald Trump did. And the deep state, the bureaucratic state, hates that, and they had to try to get rid of him. Well, what they didn't see was the Trump following was so strong because of the America First policies. Well, what's more conservative than America First? People are tired of bailing out countries that hate us. And Donald Trump said, hey, guys, let's take care of home first. So they had to destroy him in any way possible.
Steve Hopkins, he is in the Mississippi House of Representatives, District 7, a member of the Mississippi Freedom Caucus. Steve, you mentioned you're sending a letter to Governor Tate Reeves to call a special session. Give us kind of the lay of the land on how the Mississippi legislature works. When are you supposed to be into the next normal session, and what could happen if he were to call a special session? How quickly could something be done?
He could call a special session today. The governor has the power, he's the only one that has the power to call a special session. We could be there today. We could be there tomorrow. It's early enough, but if he called it, we have to be there. The normal session starts the first Tuesday in January and goes through April 2nd. So, you know, that's a pretty good time gap between now and then. The country's on edge. You've got the complete politicization, the weaponization of agencies against a certain mindset. Merrick Garland knew about this raid. There's no way he didn't know. And everybody knows, you know, his background and why, you know, he hates the Trump administration. But the one I don't get is Christopher Wray. Christopher Wray was appointed by Trump and is actually a Republican. How does that happen? Well, the only thing you can look at is that he has become a part of the bureaucratic deep state that wants to preserve their rule in Washington, D.C.
Steve Hopkins joins us on Wake Up Memphis. Steve, if there were a special session called and the legislature came together, I guess the first question for a lot of people would be, well, why Mississippi? Why, this is going on with Trump in Florida. Why should Mississippi be concerned with this?
It could happen. It could just as easily happen in Mississippi. You know, just me talking on the phone. What about all the people, and there's not enough, don't get me wrong, of people standing up and speaking out, but this kind of thing could happen anywhere. The strong proponents of liberty all over the country, their states could see this next. All of a sudden, the FBI shows up with a warrant. Why? Because you were speaking on behalf of the Constitution, on the behalf of liberty, because you actually like to go out and shoot guns on occasion. This thing could happen anywhere. We need a 10th Amendment style legislation in every state that protects our states, our civil liberties, from attack by agencies like the FBI that's been weaponized, and the IRS. Don't forget about the 87,000 new agents they're going to have. That's a 600% budget increase for the IRS. And do you think those guys are just going to go out and audit the upper, you know, the rich people? No, that's an attack on the middle class and on even lower income people. We're seeing this. It's been put into overdrive. It's on steroids at this point. So it is time for state legislatures all over the country to have legislation that protects our 10th Amendment rights, our civil liberties in state by state from things like this happening all over the country.
And I could see me swearing off alphabet soup for the rest of my life because I'm tired of it with the FBI, the ATF, right, the CDC, the NIH, the DOE, the DOJ. All these letters are starting to make Americans more and more sick. And one last thing to your point, it could happen to anybody. And I can think of two or three potential enemies of the deep state. The Governor Tate Reeves, you could also say the Freedom Caucus. But let's not forget, too, someone who has made massive waves, a tsunami of social issue waves this year, and that is Attorney General Lynn Fitch.
Absolutely. You could go, I mean, anybody that is bringing attention to the conservative movement, you are a potential target. And look, the thing that gets me, the FBI, you look, they're quick to go to Trump's Mar-a-Lago and serve a warrant, do an investigation. What about Hunter Biden? What about Hillary Clinton? What about the big guy, Joe Biden? You know, it's such a just abomination for them to automatically go serve a warrant on President Trump. But we've got more evidence on these people that I just mentioned than should be necessary for them to go in and make an arrest. I mean, Hunter Biden lived out all of his crimes in video.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Steve, we're going to have to leave it there. I hope that you will keep us up to date with the progress if there is a special session called. But you heard it here. Steve Hopkins, a member of the Mississippi Freedom Caucus. He represents District 7 in the House of Representatives in Mississippi, sending a letter to Governor Tate Reeves asking for a special session and to look at current state legislation and look for ways to separate itself from the overreach of the FBI and the DOJ. Steve, thank you for joining us. Thank you for your time, and thank you for always standing up for the people.
Thanks, Tim. It's good to talk to you.
All right, there's Steve Hopkins on Wake Up Memphis.